WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, senior citizens in Union City among the first today to get the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine in New Jersey. Governor Murphy was on hand, and Johnson & Johnson CEO Alex Gorsky praises his workers.
13 months ago, our scientists took some numbers on a screen and turned it into the vaccine that was administered today. Safe, effective, one shot. It brings tears to my eyes.
J&J supply is limited for now, but Murphy predicts a significant ramp up in a few weeks. He says that will lead the charge to distribute the vaccine in hard to get places, such as homebound folks, elderly seniors, and deeper into underserved communities. Unemployment claims dropped 3.5% last week in New Jersey to the lowest level since the pandemic began. Still, record unemployment remains. Governor Murphy's shutdown of the economy triggered over 2 million claims. For many, it's been a year since they lost their jobs. Again, state labor officials say you do not need to file a new claim. It renews automatically. Tonight, another state lifts a mask mandate. South Carolina saying masks are no longer required in government office buildings and restaurants, leaving it up to local officials and business owners to develop their own guidelines. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster and his wife both came through their own bouts with the virus. Just over 24% of African-American parents in New Jersey say they'd be comfortable with their kids returning to in-person learning, compared to 73% of white parents in a new poll from Newark-based Project Ready.
So when we look at the disproportionate impacts of COVID-19, I'm not completely shocked that parents and families are highly concerned about safety.
Executive Director Chanel McLeod says her group is glad to see that teachers will be eligible for COVID vaccination later this month. With 500,000 students still engaged in some form of remote learning, we're getting a glimpse at the effect. Test results are in from about 90,000 kids who took an optional Strong Start exam this fall. It shows 1 in 3 students falling behind and needing strong support next year. For science, that number grows to over 50% who may need help catching up. Feel like a spring trip to Disneyland? What about catching the world champion LA Dodgers in action? Beginning April 1st, which is baseball's opening day, by the way, California will allow spectators at sporting events and allow Disney to reopen, plus unlocking other live performance venues, all at limited capacity for now. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcast. Feeling like mid-January this weekend? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next.
Waking up New Jersey, weekday mornings at 5. First News with Eric Scott.
New Jersey 101.5. 6:04 now, New Jersey 101.5, fast traffic.
All lanes remain closed along 206 in Hillsboro in each direction between Amwell Road and Town Center Drive. That's a crash investigation that's been going on for a few hours, so you'll be detoured around that for the time being. 78 should improve eastbound side in Watchung between exit 40 and 41 with a crash now cleared out of the way. 22, a lot of eastbound traffic in North Plainfield, and they're slowing down on 287 south at exit 4 down to 3. Route 1 north at North Oaks Boulevard, North Brunswick. That's a crash still being cleared, and the Garden State Parkway Express lanes north approaching exit 1. 20. That's a crash in one lane. Go with the local lanes instead. Parkway South is still a bit slow in pockets from exit 89 down to 82, and there's still a closure in Colts Neck of the off-ramp Route 18 South into 34th South. Flipped over truck accident with a fluid spill yet to be cleared. Tom Rivers, New Jersey Traffic North.
Jill Myron, New Jersey Traffic South. I can say that things are starting to simmer down now. Simmer down. We have the accident cleared up in Florence at 130 at Florence Columbus Road in the Turnpike Extension. That accident's cleared up. It's starting to look like it's breaking loose on the 295 delay southbound. At exit 29 Whitehorse Pike down to exit 26. It's a stop and go kind of feel, but not like the bumper to bumper rush hour craziness. And then we have Conover Road in East Windsor at Route 130 with a collision still being worked on, but not too bad of a delay around that spot as well. The only traffic I see that's pretty thick is south on 42. It's slow at 76 down to Creek Road, and then again from the Atlantic City Expressway down towards Gantown Road in Washington Township. New Jersey fast traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 6:18 on New Jersey 101.5.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones closed up 572 points. New Jersey 101.5 news time 6:06.
No one knows Jersey roads like we do. With a 24/7 dedicated staff and hundreds of cameras, we'll keep you moving all day and all night long. Fast traffic every 15 minutes, only on New Jersey 101.5.
I'm 6:08 now, New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
So this weekend's going to feel much more like mid-January than early March. You're going to be chilled to the bone, but cold air is dry air, so we don't have to worry about any nasty weather or big storm systems here. In fact, our next chance of rain is about 6 days away. Clear skies tonight with a calmer wind. Low temperature will dip into the mid-20s, and then tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of a flurry. Highs only make it to around 40. Holding steady around 40 degrees on Sunday with lots of sunshine, and then we are warming up for next week. Highs on Monday will bump into the mid-40s with sunny skies. Even warmer than that through the middle of the week, probably popping into the 60s across most of the Garden State. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
New Jersey weather brought to you by GiveMeRide.us. Hey, New Jersey, looking for a luxury limo experience? We can accommodate up to 10 passengers for any occasion for a great price. Give Me Ride, your favorite ride. For a professional driver, call 1-800-674-3004. That's 1-800-674-3004. Give Me Ride anywhere. Mount Holly, 36 degrees. North Bergen, 36. Long Branch, 36. New Jersey 101.5 is your COVID-19 vaccination information station. Go to nj1015.com/coronavirus to find out how you can make an appointment and for a list of vaccination sites in your area, only at nj1015.com/coronavirus. New Jersey.